Hey guys, welcome back to the Podtail Podcast. I'm your host Edmond Orenge, and this is episode 7. And I'd like to say thank you so much for your support. Thank you for always listening to our episode. And the site is really good for us because I can see improvement on our engagement with the audience. And yeah, so today we are here with a very beautiful episode and a very beautiful guest. I think she'll introduce herself before we continue. So, our guest, it's your time.
Thank you so much, Eddie, for having me here. Thank you, Team Podtail Podcast, for having me. My name is Miss Jilimo, and I'm so excited and honored to be here today. And I am an entrepreneur, and today we are handling the topic, how do we stay disciplined in our mindset so that we can avoid chaos? And so I'm so ready. Let's get in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for creating time to be with us here today. And yeah, let's kick in into the episode. So what do you understand by the title of this episode?
One thing that I understand about this topic is that we have to first know what is discipline and then what is a mindset. So discipline, basically, according to me, is having self-control, being aware of what you need to do at a particular time without requiring or needing anyone's supervision and people telling you what to do. And then we have the part of mindset where these are the attitudes, the beliefs that we have towards, and this gives us a response towards different challenges that we face in life, and also a response towards the opportunities that we get. And then mindset still can be influenced by our upbringing, our cultures, our peers, and it's something that we can change. So
that's true.
That is basically about discipline and mindset as a definition.
That's true. And as humans, we tend to live in so much chaos in ourselves, and we've seen how much, if we live in chaos, nothing will move forward. We won't make proper decisions for our lives, even for ourselves. Now, the topic comes to the rescue, and it's like, how can we avoid this chaos? You see, and as you have said, you need to have discipline. You need to have a very good mindset, so that you can avoid the chaos. So let's go to the first question. What specific goals do you want to achieve with your disciplined mindset? Or let's say like this, what goals can you achieve with a disciplined mindset?
Okay, thank you for that. I tend to believe that our goals vary from individual to individual. We set different things for ourselves according to how we want to achieve them. And basically, goals should be clear from the word go. And this will depend on how good you are with setting your goals. And in this case, I want to emphasize on the same thing that has been said even before, that we need to set SMART goals. And SMART goals here are specific. That is, they are specific, they are achievable, they are measurable, they are time bound, and they're realistic goals. So we need to have a clear mind before even we start doing our different activities. We need to have SMART goals with us.
Yeah, that's true. And if you want to achieve something in life, you must set up goals. That's self-explanatory. You don't need a teacher to teach you, you need goals, you need to do this. Now, if you set goals, you need now to elevate to a disciplined mindset.
Yes.
Which will lead you to consistency. And I can take a good example is how I run things with my podcast. First of all, we set goals. And secondly, I should have a disciplined mindset so that we can achieve the goals we've set, maybe for the month, for the year, whatever. So it depends now with the individual. How well have you disciplined yourself? How well have you disciplined your mindset? So, continue.
Yes, was that a question? How well have I disciplined my mindset?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so for you to have your mindset disciplined, you need to, of course, set your goals, know what you want to achieve, and then you need to work on your priorities, know what is important, what is urgent, what is not important, what is not urgent. And that I'll bring in something that I learned a while ago about a book. It's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. So he was talking about our goals can vary from the priorities that we have. And so he talked about the 4 Ds that we have that you need to do. There are goals that you need to do. There are goals that you need to decide. There are goals that you need to delegate. And there are other goals that are not important that you need to delete them. So when it comes to priority, it helps you, it really helps you to have a clear mind and avoid chaos because you already know what comes first in your list, what is important in your list, what is urgent, what is not important but not urgent at the same time. So you once you prioritize, you will get a clear way and a clarity, and you get to avoid misunderstanding and ambiguity within your goals.
That's nice. That's really nice. And yeah, I agree with what you've said. And now you've talked about habits. So what habits or routines can you implement to reinforce your disciplined mindset?
What have you can always the habits that you can always build within you is having a routine, a very workable routine for you. Also do one thing at a time. That will really help you a lot maintaining a disciplined program within your life, because once you do one thing at a time, you don't have other things hanging along the way. You have to complete a task before going to another task. That way you will be progressing simultaneously.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And I really want to see your point of view on how do you define discipline, on the context of your mindset.
How do you define discipline? In the context of my mindset, is that discipline is basically you dealing with what you have without anyone telling you what to do. Basically, doing what you've set yourself to do.
Wow.
It means working on what you already have on your list, on your table. So it means also working on one thing at a time and having a routine that is workable to you.
Wow, that's nice. You're such a clever girl. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you
And
for that.
what are some of the strategies do you use to stay focused? Like most of us, like we tend to like sway, we lose our focus. So as Jelimo, what do you do to, like to stay focused on your day-to-day activities?
One thing about me, I won't say I'm so perfect on it. It's still a work in progress. Discipline is something that you don't master in a day. It's something you need to keep working on it. You keep improving on it. And for you to have discipline in your life, you need to always reflect on yourself. Take time, create time to reflect on what you are doing. Reflect on your progress. Reflect on your goals that you've set. Create time to motivate yourself. Create time to play. Create time to just reset. Create time to analyze. Just sit down, analyze what you are doing, if you're progressing nicely or you need to readjust some of the goals. So that will really help you stick to the plan.
Oh, that's nice. Alafu, there's this thing I see on your stories each and every day, and you've not mentioned it. And I think it is going to bombard you right now if I tell you. The major thing I think also it's helping you, it's your dressing.
How about my dressing?
Your dressing helps you. I think it helps you to be confident. It helps you to
Wow.
like project yourself as Jelimo, and also like I think people don't see how dressing helps us in this, like to like make ourselves disciplined. I don't want to start a war and like with the dressing codes but I usually tell people that how you dress will like project yourself
The
into rooms.
first impression about
Yeah,
you.
yeah. And it will also like unajua ukianza ku dress utasema kesho nitavaa hii, kesho nitavaa hii. It will also let you have a sense of discipline ukisema this is how I want to dress. This is like it's like a brand. Yeah, so take note on that. Continue
I
with your
think that
dressing.
actually brings the fact that you need to plan ahead,
Yeah.
because basically when you plan ahead, for example, personally I usually plan my weekly schedule on Sundays. So Sundays afternoon, I already know what I'm doing on Monday, what I'm doing on Tuesday, what I'm doing throughout the week. So when you plan ahead, you actually avoid chaos, because you know you don't get most of the frustrations. So because you already have, if you have your attire sorted the day before, you already know that you're just waking up and dressing and just leave the house. So you won't waste much time trying to look for what to wear. So also image is so important.
Yeah.
And when you plan ahead so that you know already what to put on, how to run your errands and do other things, so that will really help you to maintain that discipline.
Yeah,
And
so
also, discipline is bringing in the aspect of time. And if your goals are time bound, you don't have time to waste outside there doing unnecessary things. So
yeah.
you already have a strict timeline on or a guideline to your goals.
Yeah. Another thing we've forgotten, and I was telling myself that we should have started with, is God. Yeah, so I think for me, I can't say I'm that Christian, but I usually like tend to like fall out sometime, but I believe in Jesus Christ, and he's my savior. So
Great.
I think me praying, me like returning back to God, ask him questions, it has helped me become disciplined in such a way that I run my day-to-day activities, and at the end of the day nikisha rudi nasema thank you, this happened, this didn't happen, I'll try tomorrow. It also brings something in your head, and it's like a form of discipline, and also
True.
it reduces chaos.
Yes.
Now going to my second not my second My, yeah, my second
Maybe
point.
just to add something on that. When you add God into your life, everything becomes clear. You
Yeah.
already know, even the decisions that you make, they are ordered by God, and you already have a clear way through. So you need to begin your day with God and end with God. So everything else that didn't work for you need to let go and move on. That's actually, letting go and moving on is part of discipline,
Yeah.
because you don't have to stick to one thing that failed forever.
Yeah.
You need to get up, dust yourself, and move on.
Yeah. Whichever the situation, if you fall or lose your path, just get up, pray, move on.
True.
That leads me to the next or let's say point, friendship. On your side, how do you think like friends impact our discipline?
Personally, I have friends. I categorize them to two. I have an inner circle of my friends, and then I have other friends. So basically, I work closely with my inner circle of friends. These are people who account for everything that I do. They hold me accountable of everything that I do. So if you have people that hold you accountable of everything that you do, they keep you on toes. You don't have to give excuses. They will always ask you, why didn't you finish this task on this time? Why haven't you done this? So they keep you accountable, and it really helps you to monitor your progress and also to level up and grow.
Oh,
So
that's
I
nice.
think friends are really important, and you need to know to have friends that support you. When you have people that support you, they hold you accountable of your goals and the plans, and you actually share the same vision, then that is something that you should consider having.
That's really nice. I really agree with the points you've said about friends, and for me, friendship is it's let's say like a cultural thing to me, because many people say I'm their friend and we don't like share much in common, but for me, I usually say I have like a small number of friends, because those are the people, as you've said, they keep you accountable, because there's a time I've not recorded like an episode, and they were like, "Hey, what's happening? What's wrong? What's wrong? We have a
Getting those
podcasting."
people to realize that something is wrong,
Yeah.
something is not happening right from your end. And these are the people who will notice the slightest of the changes that are happening in your life.
Yeah.
And so when you include them, as you, it's like they are part of you. They are part of your progress. They are part of your journey. These are the people who will show up for you.
True, true. Yeah, I think we've covered that for friendships well enough, and let's go to setbacks. Of course, when we set goals, when we set our minds that we're going to achieve something, we usually say kutoka na setbacks hapo kwa njia,
Yeah, true.
because there's nothing like it's straight or forever. We
There's
get
no path that is straight in life. Everything is meandering, yeah.
Meandering. So, how do you deal with your setbacks?
Just as I said, I have learned to let go, to move on. Because one thing, a friend told me that, life goes on. Life always goes on, either with you or without you. It has to go on. So even circumstances and life has to go on. So you don't have to cling on something that's failed or your setbacks and something that didn't work. You need to dust yourself and find some other things that are
Allow me to
great actually that you
allow me
can
to cut you
do.
short, kidogo. Allow me to cut you short, kidogo.
Okay.
How do you know that something has ended?
How do you know?
How do you know that something has ended before you like let go?
Something ends if they don't align with what you said already or doesn't align with your goals and the purpose that you want to fulfill. So for instance, if we are going on a journey and then all of a sudden we have our minds are separated, like we are thinking differently, then I'll just end it there. Because if we came from the word go, we had one mission to fulfill, to accomplish, and then all of a sudden we have different ideologies, we have different contributions, we are not agreeing anymore. So that is the point to end.
Oh,
This
that's
is when you
nice.
know that things are not going well as planned. Yes.
Okay, thank you for your contribution. Support system. As we've said,
Very important,
our
important.
friends are also our support system.
True.
And so now the question is, how important are our support system, or how important should be our support system?
Very, very important. According to me, they are very important because these are the people, it's like they are the roots. They are the roots that hold you standing, they keep you standing. And then these are the people that push you to be the best version of who you can be. And so I tend to believe that you can have a variety of support system. You can have your family as your main support system. You can have friends. You can actually have yourself as the biggest support system. Actually, the best thing, the best person that can be your support system is yourself.
True,
Cheer yourself up.
true,
Yes,
true,
push
true.
yourself because no one else does better than you do.
True, that's very true. Something to add on that is also know who is your support system.
True, true.
Because not every friend who is there for you, maybe yeah, they're clapping for you, but deep inside they're not happy, and they're just doing that for the camera, or for you to see that they're supporting, but deep down, So
They are hurting.
you need also to trust your gut.
Yeah,
Do you
it's so important.
believe in that? Do you believe in trusting your gut?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do believe it.
Yeah, so I also believe in that, like trusting your gut, trusting what the universe is telling you, what the universe is translating to you, and you can apply. Have we tackled the strategies we need to put for long term so that we can become disciplined long term?
The strategies begin basically by, when you start, I usually believe in starting small. You do one thing at a time. For instance, if you want to achieve 100, let's say if you're an entrepreneur and you are dealing with sales, you can say that today on my first day at work, I want to make 100 sales. Everything begins at a place, at a level, at a small level. So you go progressively, 1, 2, 5, 10 to 100, and eventually you will get to hit or achieve that target. So changes happen pole. They do progressively. So you can't make an instant change, but you can do progressively.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. I think I don't even have to.
Have I actually answered the question? So the question was, how can we
Put strategies, like long-term strategies.
long-term strategies. Long-term strategies begin with that one step.
Yeah.
And then that one change that you accepted or
Stick
you took
by it.
or you sacrificed to have it as part of your routine is what will bring back will bring the long-term impact
Yeah.
on your goals and the structures that you're putting in place.
Yeah.
Everything begins at a very small level, but it grows.
Yeah. Something to add on what you said. Also on the way, like we set goals, we set strategies, but if you see some strategy doesn't work for you, you can still change it while you're on still on the course.
You can adjust, you can do away with it if it
Yeah.
doesn't work, if it doesn't fulfill the purpose that you have, you can do away with it
Yeah.
and replace. You can always adjust. You
Yeah.
have room for adjustment.
That's true.
Yes, and it's always nice to give yourself room for progress. If you give
Yeah.
yourself a room for progress, then you are able to tell from time to time how far have I come, how far, where am I? Where am I heading the right direction? Am I really progressing nicely, or am I stagnating in a place? So without room for improvement, room for progress, it really keeps you steady.
That's nice. And to the second last question. How do we reward ourselves? Like, let's say you set the goals and you see the rewards. How can you reward yourself?
Personally, that is something I really love doing. I really love rewarding myself. Most people that know me know that I really do celebrate small wins because small wins are representative of the journey
Yeah.
that I've been through.
Yeah.
So these are it's an indicator that shows that anyway, I have come from this far and I'm heading this direction. I am improving day by day. And so when you get to celebrate small wins, I usually write them down. And then my house is full of testimonies, by the way, because every time I have something, I have achieved something, I reward myself by buying something, adding something to my house. And so every time I walk in, I feel motivated because I know that this far I have really worked hard and I am seeing progress and I celebrate. I think people are amused every time because I sing most of the time in my stories. I dance before getting out to work or maybe stepping out. And people are like, I mean, why are you ever happy? It's worth celebrating. Even just being alive is a win. Just being alive
Yeah.
is a win, and you ought to celebrate. So when you celebrate small wins, they really motivate you to pursue even a higher goals that you have, and it gives you the zeal, the energy that you need to journey towards your goals. And then, it's also drawing from a point of It's you who knows your journey.
Yeah, true, true.
It's you who knows yourself, the true self behind the closed curtains, behind when darkness veils, it's you alone. It's you who knows the pain of your journey. You know the work that you've been through. So celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself openly, always. Yes. And also one thing that I'll add is to affirm yourself. Always
Yeah.
speak positive to yourself. That will keep you grounded on discipline.
True.
Very grounded on discipline. Because when you breed a room for positive mindsets,
Yeah.
it really motivates you. It really puts you on a very good level even to pursue your goals.
Yeah, I agree with that because I also do the same thing with the podcast because you find we like have small achievements, but for me, I don't see them as small because they are so big because I have never done that before. I've never done that before. It's
You've
some it's
never been there,
yeah.
so you need to celebrate, yes.
So it's something new to me, so I need to celebrate it, however small it is. So
Yes.
that's the rewards we are talking about. Like if you do something and you see
Yes.
some a small reward, it's big to you because you've never been there. You see?
You've never been there, and it's a journey, as you said, it's a journey. So
Yeah.
whenever you, it's like climbing a staircase.
Yeah.
When you hit a certain level, you celebrate yourself, going
Yeah.
higher, going further. Yes.
Yeah.
So always appreciate the effort that you're putting in.
True.
It's worth
Yeah. Now to the last question.
it.
How so far the life you've lived at Jelimo, how do you like reflect on your progress on life on whatever you do, and how do you see yourself adjusting to the near future?
How do I keep myself?
How do
Please
you
come in.
like the how you've lived your life until right now, how do you reflect it? How do you reflect your progress? And also, how do you like see yourself adjusting in the near future?
One thing I do to reflect on my journey is always creating time to plan, readjust when necessary, and then also learning from my failures. Whenever I set a goal that I didn't get to accomplish, or didn't get success out of it, or didn't get, or rather, I failed. So I usually have to sit back and then learn from it, and then draw the lessons, and then use the lessons as my fuel for the next journey ahead, for the next goals that I have ahead. And so that will really keep me grounded, even coming to the future, because I already know what I want. And when you know what you want, and you have the energy to go for it, and you have the zeal to go for it, I can always do that. And I promise myself always, I really speak to myself, I talk to myself, I set my goals, affirm them every day. I reread them. And also one thing that really helps me is having to you push yourself. If you have you are progressing nicely, of course you need to set also the limits so that you can have targets at the same time. You can have a stretch whereby you are in between. If you let's say if your target was three, well, your target was five on the higher note, and then you have three on the lower notes, you can always have four in between. So when you push yourself and you didn't get to five, but you got to four, you can always find a reason to celebrate, because that means you are stretching within your limits.
Yeah.
And so also one thing we've said is appreciate yourself.
Yeah.
Always appreciate yourself. Speak high of yourself.
Yeah.
You are worth it. You are worth everything beautiful.
Yeah.
So speak high of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for me, for me, I think on how like I'll maintain or how I can view my or I can assess my time on Earth is I have my bare taste of defeat. I've failed, I've been defeated, I've been there, I've rejection, heartbreaks, like all of that, you see. So I have my own taste of that. I've picked myself in both occasions gracefully. And I have this one attitude I've put in myself is there's always one more. You see, when you fail, you say, let me do it this one more time.
You give yourself another try, another
Yeah,
chance.
yeah. When you fail again, you say, what if I try one more time? You see,
Want it.
one more time. So I have that attitude. I've put it in my head and I've said, one more time, like one more time. And I don't, the first time I failed, like, or the impact of failure entered in my head, I secluded myself out of people. I became this mental health nini.
Advocate.
Yeah, so I also became there's this word I'm looking for. I'll remember later. So when I entered that state, I became depressed. Yeah.
Sorry for that.
So once I went to the Nitwanga, I was a mental health or kunini therapist.
Oh, please. Oh, okay.
So
Yeah,
once I went to the therapist, akaniambia, like, you have the power to, like, control your life. You have the power to, like, make your life, you see, happen. And one funny thing he told me, for him, depression is a very, this word he used, is a very luxurious.
What do you mean, luxurious?
It's a luxurious. He said like that. It's something luxurious and he can't afford. So if you cannot afford, if you cannot afford something, put you can you
Don't.
st stay away from it. You get the point?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So he told me that, and it was funny at that time, and at this time I see why it makes sense.
He said that, yes.
Yeah. So it makes sense because I don't want to get depressed, because for now the podcast, the position it has kept me, so many people are looking forward, like, up to me, ask me for advice. So if someone asked me for advice, alafu nashanga, like, who sent amwambia nini? But
You already have solutions within you, and
yeah.
you already have a brand within you.
Yeah, so that if the podcast has put me in that position, it now enables me to, like, expand my ideas, my mind, like, to
True.
have ready-made solutions for people, because
Yeah.
people will ask questions.
True.
And
And I use solutions.
it has helped me to be disciplined. It has helped me to be there. It has helped me to make an impact. And yeah, that's me. That's my.
I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you so much. And
I'm happy to see that progress.
for the listeners, I'm turning 25 in the next 3 days.
Birthday in advance. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a huge number. I was telling my dad, I was.
We are almost, actually, even me, I should be turning 25.
For real?
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah,
So
we're ready.
I was telling my dad about, like, 25. Alafo, he told me that you're 5 years less to be 30. So
We still have time.
we still have five years. We still have time. We still have time. Yeah. So
To bring that change that you need.
yeah. So
Yes.
thank you so much for coming and making time. We've really struggled to
Thank you so much for having me. I am really grateful for this amazing session. I think I have enjoyed myself the most tonight.
you now agree we should do more.
We actually should, right?
Yeah, we'll do more.
I'll create time.
Okay.
I'll always be, I'll answer your call whenever needed.
Thank you so much. And thank you for our listeners for listening, and also for tuning in. And we appreciate you a lot. So we'll work on the consistency here, or let's say I'll work on the consistency
It's
releasing.
actually on your side.
Yeah. Yeah, on my side. And yeah, I'm really happy. And see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much, guys. So, can we say goodbye?
Yeah, say bye-bye.
Goodbye from my side. Thank you for coming with us this far, and thank you for supporting the Podtail podcast team.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Thank you so much.